This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
And the slurping you heard was brought to you by Marcia.
I was drinking my coffee so I can stay awake.
Okay, well, we have got a great topic today, but we're going to start by saying happy birthday to Mr. William Shakespeare, who was born 450 years ago this Wednesday, we think, probably.
If he really existed at all.
There we go. That's true. And there is some question about
that. Oh, by the way, welcome to Theater Geeks.
Welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts.
Gosh, I have to do his job today.
I know.
Who's that? Oh, Bill Shakespeare's at the door.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Happy birthday. Good to see you.
Now get out.
All right.
Cake's not coming till later.
We're not talking about you today, actually. We're talking about something that, it sounds like a boring topic, but it probably isn't at your theater, and it certainly isn't at ours.
Right.
But budgets, okay? A lot of community theaters probably fly by the seat of their pants, I'm guessing, but budgets are really an important tool for an organization to grow as a not-for-profit, if that's your structure, which most theaters is. And the big question is, you know, should you set a budget? I guess that's sort of the first question. Is it important to have budgets for a community theater?
Yes.
Well, there you go. End of topic.
End of topic.
End of topic.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's a good question. I've been working without budgets for a long time. I mean, we set a budget every year, but it's fairly generic.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's kind of for
the
whole
never
year.
Really been show by show. And I think part of that is because my job has always been to spend as little money as possible. So
the same as having a budget.
Correct.
No.
But it's kind of it's the no budget budget. You know, it's like, no, don't spend any money budget.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of like, yeah, it's in your mind, okay, we're getting a little expensive here,
right,
or that we may be hitting the budget number. The thing about budgets is that if you have a budget for a show, first of all, then there's this number and everybody's kind of, you know, aware of that number.
Right.
And
directors, everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when you tell the costumer, no, you can't buy
10 yards of
velvet.
Well,
or
you know,
you're exactly right. Yeah.
But what's nice about the budget is that then it's not the director and it's not the artistic director or anybody else being the bad guy. It's darn that budget.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of the pressure off the interpersonal stuff. And that's one benefit of budget.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. We used to use budgets.
Yeah.
I remember when you would sit down with the director and the costumer and the set designer and figure it out. And if it was a musical, with the music director, and figure it out how much, according to the production, and I mean, they all vary, how much each segment was going to have to spend money.
Right.
You know, and then the costumer knew this is the amount of money that she had or he had. So I don't know if you're talking about a general budget that you say, okay, the budget is $3,000 for this show. Are you talking about that kind of budget or specifically committee by committee? You know, this much for costumes, this much for lights, this much for...
Well, I think as an organization, you said it's kind of an overall budget based on past performance. And then within that budget, then it's either up to the director or the, you know, artistic director or someone to say, okay, this much of the pie goes. You can break it down that individually.
Right, but I think that you should not let each committee head decide how much they're going to spend.
Well, when you're talking about committee, I want to make sure we're getting, like,
the
you're talking, okay,
designer.
So you're talking about okay.
Like overall doing a musical.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a musical that's going to require several costume changes for the chorus, all right?
Right.
So, but you just can't have the costume designer say, okay, I'm going to need like $2,000 to do that if your total budget is $3,000.
No, you no,
have
you
to
can't.
Sit down yeah. and apportion it out.
Correct.
You eventually have to get to that point. I'm not sure as a planning tool for the whole organizational year that you necessarily need to do that. But because you
if you don't do that, Dave, how do you know then what your final figure is
exactly
to present?
Well,
to
you do.
You don't do it show by show and to all to fit in the confines
but
of
I know
the overall
that,
budget.
I know that for our productions, a lot of times until you get kind of closer to it and the people are really in place, you sometimes don't know the exact apportionment.
Well, and maybe that's where
wrong. You should know. Sorry, what don't you know the exact proportion of?
Well, costumes to wood to construction materials and that kind of stuff.
I think that every theater works differently. A smaller theater that may be only doing 3 or 4 shows a year, and there are a lot of you folks out there. Because, you know, if time commitments and not having full-time staff members and things like that, that you may be able to know for those 4 shows and have your production teams maybe not necessarily work on budgets until you're closer to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're working on an annual budget, you probably want to have your production teams, at least your director, choreographer, and maybe the costumer ready to go up front.
Yeah.
For all of your shows.
No, I mean, that's definitely ideal.
And then know your budgets, and then that way you can present those to the board of directors. Now, in an organization where you may have larger staff, then maybe that initial budgeting can be started through the production committee or the committee that's helping to choose the shows. And mm-hmm. then if you have an artistic director, maybe the artistic director also, because the artistic director has a certain amount of background. And then if you have a technical director, the technical director knows a certain amount of background and how much has been spent on other shows of this nature.
Yeah, I think you get an experience
so that you can come
level,
up with a real good idea of what that show might cost without having to involve the directing staff.
Why wouldn't you involve the directing staff?
Well, you can. No, I think you can.
They're the ones that are going to have to work within the budget that you set up.
Right.
And if the set designer comes and says, look, the director wants this kind of set, and to build this kind of set, I'm going to need this, and it's going to take more money than you have or you're planning to apportion to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should know that right up front so that you don't get to that point and go, oh, wow, we're going to go way over budget. When you knew that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what the limit. But if you know what the limits are up front, then you don't plan.
You don't plan the same
way either.
There you go.
I mean, if you've only got, say, $3,000-$4,000 for a production, and you know, I mean, by experience, what? You know, a certain percentage of that goes to the actual building of the box set and that stuff. And, you know that your costume budget is this, then, you know, there's none of that going to, well, yeah, but we also need 9 yards of velvet on top of what's here.
Right.
You just don't get to that point.
Right.
You know? So it's fairer. I mean, in a sense, you know, you do want to know up front what the director has in mind. But on the other hand, there's only so much money. So you do have to reevaluate based on how much money there is. So,
well, you know up front how much money there is.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah,
why
yeah,
would
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to reevaluate if you know?
No, you have to reevaluate, well, because sometimes a director comes in with an idea and then if there's a budget, then they start thinking about what they can do sometimes, you know, later on, and they say, well, we can't go that far. Or they say, we got to rethink how we do this. Or the price of wood goes up. Or, you know.
Well, and then do most budgets, since I haven't been really doing much budgeting, do most budgets then have a line item that is like for
wood
or for a fear
paint,
factor?
Wood.
You know, it's like, well, but I mean, like,
factor?
Do you work
no,
in like
that, you call that a contingency number.
A contingency number?
Yeah.
Like, do you put in an extra $500, $700?
Yeah. If you're smart.
And is that a line item, or do you just kind of work that into each item individually?
I don't know. I think that sometimes it depends on how much you trust your people. If you say, look, this is our budget, and then you've got another number that is a contingency that you don't want to touch and that everybody kind of knows, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. And it may or may not be that show's budget, maybe an overall contingency for the season. I mean, you can do it that way, too. So you could have like each show has its own budget, but then there's like, okay, we got another $2,000 over here.
I wouldn't even tell anybody about the contingency fund.
Well,
I just say this is your budget.
Well, then you don't put it in the show at all, and you put. I mean, in that case, you keep it separate.
Well, fine.
Yeah,
keep it separate.
But the organization, you know, needs to know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but if you're talking about community theaters where spending on per production is going grossly over the top, then you've got to find some way to really sharply rein it in. Mm-hmm. And setting up a strict budget is only the way to start. And you'll find that maybe you need a little more wood, or you need a few extra yards of material, or a couple more copies of a score. But at least if you have a starting place, you're not going to just go, oh, well, I went shopping today and look what I got. And it's like $600 worth of material that you may or may not use.
Yeah, well, yeah. Guess what? You just donated that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really. I don't think so.
Sometimes.
That doesn't happen. Yeah.
Well, no. But I'm saying, you know, if I went out and bought, you know, 10 yards of velvet, without saying anything to anybody, I think I ought to deserve what I get.
Well, you'd be surprised how many costumers do that.
Yeah.
But I really like that idea, though. You know, because you have that budget, you can say, we're on the velvet kick today, folks, but you bought 10 yards of velvet. If you want that velvet, you just wasted $200. So you're going to have to figure out how to spend another $800 on the rest of the show. That's all you've got. Make it work.
Exactly. You
know? And then, right. And so
they will be a lot more careful about what they buy.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, but, so I think that's great.
And you know, what I'm saying is not to shortchange any committee, any production, but with small theaters, you have to look out for it, you know, because you can't come to the end of the year and be way in the hole. You'll never dig yourself out. And one of the ways to save, not even save money, but just toe the line, is setting up budgets for your committees and making sure that they try and follow them.
Now, there's one school of thought about budgets, which is that if you create a budget, that people will want to spend that much money.
Sure.
So the idea
is, don't create a big budget. Well, they won't have much money to spend.
But then you're giving your board an unrealistic
I think you have to make your budgets realistic.
Yeah,
and not any higher. And if people go over the budgets, there needs to be, you know, you need to look at it.
Right.
And see why, you know.
Right.
If the budget isn't really the budget you want people to spend, then set a lower budget.
Exactly.
Well, and I think it's also important, though, too, for the director and for the artistic director or the executive director or the technical director. No, but to say, you have a budget, and yes, you have $1,000 for the costumes for this show. I'm asking you to really think seriously before you spend $1,000.
Right.
You know, be fiscally responsible with that money.
Well, then why do you give them $1,000 if you don't want them to spend it?
Well, it's not that I don't want them to spend it, but I would ask them to think, instead of buying this piece of fabric when this other one might work, or
you create a culture of quality, frugality.
Quality won by force.
You also have to be aware that if you budget $1,000, it could get spent.
It could get spent. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, exactly. But you're right. I mean, I think in most community theaters, and not all the time, but most people are cognizant that there isn't a lot of money out there necessarily.
Well, and it's all about creating the best bottom line you can for your show.
Right.
You know, you want your show to make as much money as possible.
Right.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because you want to see your theater continue.
And it would be really nice to see that you make back what you spent on your budget plus some, because of ticket sales and stuff.
It's called profit.
It's called profit.
It's called
staying alive.
But it's something that a lot of not-for-profits forget, is that just because you're not-for-profit doesn't mean you can't make a profit.
Not-for-profit is basically a tax issue. It's more than anything else.
It's a different
way of accounting, but you still have to have income over and above your expenses.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Right. You still have to have income.
And setting a budget, a logical, reasonable, sensible budget, is a good step in the right direction.
Okay. Well, that wraps up this episode of Theater Geeks. Boy, oh boy, we dispensed with that issue very, very quickly.
I think there are probably other people out there who have ideas about budgeting.
If your theater
and what they do
has
in their theaters.
Let us know.
Do you use budgets in your theater? Or does the board just create an annual budget and that's what you work through? Or you know, we'd be curious to know.
And I have a question.
When maybe we're not done with the topic.
When Mickey Rooney, who just passed away, and Judy Garland got together and put out a show in the barn, did they have a budget?
No, they had MGM.
Okay, well, there you go.
There were no budgets at MGM.
No, obviously.
Spend.
Okay, that's all from us. Just be sure to stop by our store at www.thetheatergeeks.com/store, where we've got hats, cups, mugs, underwear, and what's Marcia's favorite? Wow. I like
teddy bears and coffee mugs.
Talking about coffee, I think there's a shot glass in there too. All the glassware and the coffee cups and the beer steins and all kinds of interesting stuff
On drinking, aren't we? At Theater Geeks?
True, we are. And the
none of us drink that much. That's the
and the clock. You got the clock up there in the way. When we say the old clock on the wall says it's time to end Theater Geeks, guess which clock we're looking at? The one in our store. So stop by there. You can also listen to us on iTunes. You can hear us on Apple TV, where Marcia listens to us on her widescreen television. And you can catch us at the Blueberry Network, both online at blueberry.blubrry, blueberry with no e's.com, or on the Roku box in the audio section of the Blueberry Network. You can also pick us up on Stitcher, On Demand Radio, TuneIn Radio, and probably anywhere else fine podcasts are found. So please listen to us there. See you later. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.